Get ready, fighters. It's time for anime matchups. Hey guys, it's Screw Attack Craig here, talking about the top 10 anime battles.
I'm here to analyze their weapons, armor, and skills to see who would win or death.
First up, it's Goku. He's got a chair. We gave Goku a chair. Next up, it's...
Senzu chair.
It's the girl from Pop Team Epic.
I can't do that voice for very long. I don't like masculine gruff voices. They hurt my mouth.
Also, there are two characters from two girls. The cast of Pop Team Epic.
The cool one.
I genuinely don't know what you're talking about. They're two girls. As far as I can tell, they're basically identical in personality, and I hate them both a lot.
I would love to do an Uppsala anime Pop Team Epic.
I bet you would. Sometimes it's fun that I'm angry.
You are like, my favorite chat season is the one where you are miserable for months at a time.
No, listen, you are talking to the right person. I was talking to Em. I think it was in the Abnormal Macking Discord. This was months ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was making some dumb joke about like how, like, you know, I'm always trying to stop Jen from like suffering for art. And I'm like, actually, that's a lie. Actually, the real thing is I'm always like, what if I suffered for my art? And everyone else around me is like, no. And Em was like, that's the most believable thing you've ever said.
Hey. Too funny. Too true, honestly.
Yeah. So if you wanted to do Pop Team Epic, I would do it.
I would suffer for my art. No, I'm not going to make you do that. I also don't like you that much.
That's just not funny.
The gag, especially when the gag is like, it's that anime actor you know. And I'm like, okay.
The girls have boy voices. Isn't that funny?
Why is Missing No number 457 here?
It's 457 as far as that's when it was entered. It isn't number 457. It should be question marks.
It is, but okay. All right. No, because that's when we rated it. You are right.
Right.
Do I just skip that one? I don't give it a type or anything?
We'll figure it out later.
Okay, sounds good.
Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. We are still in Unova. We are still in the greatest generation. That's right. The folks who won World War II are still with us. They refuse to die. I've tried everything. I've tried killing the paper napkin industry. Mm-hmm. I've tried not buying gold, and all these industries will die, but the greatest generation themselves will not, and I don't know what to do about it.
I know what to do about it.
What?
Eat the rich.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say something about Pokemon, and I was going to get mad at you for not taking our problems seriously. But
no, I if there's anything I take seriously, it's our problems and Pokemon. On this, the premier Pokemon ranking podcast, this side of the Unova region. I'm Alan, and that's Six, and we're here as part of our sacred duty.
Analyze their weapons.
Do not. This mess, if you don't already know, is the Johto Quorum, where Six and I go down the list of all the Pokemon in Pokedex order, and we cut the ones that we think they don't need to be there anymore. Just get them out of the list. We can make a better list. Sometimes we fix things, sometimes we change things, and sometimes, Six, we talk about number 535.
Sometimes we do. I suspect it's, you know, anything can happen, but I'm guessing we're only going to talk about it this one time, because it's Timpole, the Tadpole Pokemon, and it's just like, what if a Tadpole made a new Woo face?
So it's supposed to be shaved eyebrows.
Yeah.
Otamaro, which is a combination of Otamajakshi, which is like tadpole, and Maro, which is an affectionate suffix, or shaved eyebrows. What? Japanese is a great language.
Why is it supposed to be shaved eyebrows, right? why?
But why'd you do that? Because the evolution shows that its eyebrows are evolving into little humples.
Okay, here's I've got a new Pokemon for you. In Japanese, its name translates to fire napkin. It's a napkin that's on fire. Uh-huh. It's wordplay.
Yeah. Who doesn't love that? Whereas Timpole, I mean, do you prefer Timpole? It's Timpani and Tadpole, like, or Timber and Tadpole.
If they had anything to do with the Pokemon, I would like it. I mean, Timpani's cool, but that's like that's not relevant to this Pokemon.
But it's a music.
No, it's not.
They warn others of danger by vibrating their cheeks to create a high-pitched sound like a timpani?
I mean, that's what I do.
You don't see me talking about it. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Johto Quorum. We've been canceled prematurely. It's really unfortunate, but they can't really keep us down. The revolution will be televised. It uses the rhythm of these sounds to talk, which is very funny. It's
just, hey, what's going on? Do you want to get pizza later? Did you watch WrestleMania?
Timpole's cute. You can't tell me Timpole ain't cute.
It's okay.
Wow.
I mean, like, it's on the cute scale. It just isn't very high on that scale.
Fair. And this is our Poliwag of this gen, so...
Oh, a shitty Pokemon. It's the it's another version of a shitty Pokemon.
You can make a better version of Pokemon that was considered shitty before. You can do that.
Right, but I'm saying they did a worse version of a Pokemon that was already shitty.
Do we have anything that's like this tiny little... I guess Poliwag is the same idea, really. Like, exactly the same idea, but bigger. Mm-hmm. Like, it walks on feet. Timpole's at least small. It's 10 pounds and a foot long. $5.
But also, like, I mean, we've had this conversation before. Like, it's not our job to be like, well, there's no other Pokemon like this, therefore it has to stay. Right? Like, that's not, you know... You have to come in on your own merits. We're not... You're not getting a hire... Because it's like, oh, look, it turns out we don't have any fucking, like, shithead tadpoles employed. Yeah. All right, congratulations. I guess you got the job. Like, no, that's not a position we need here.
Yeah. It's not a position we're looking for. No, now I can relate to Timpole. I've received that email before. Sad.
I'm sorry, Timpole. You're overqualified.
Oh, that I like to hear. So instead, we're going to overpay you. Just kidding. They never do that. That's not how that works.
Timpole, I'm really sorry, but actually, your position is being downsized, and we'll call you. You're not fired. You're not fired. We're just not going to schedule you for a while. Uh-huh. But we'll have your number on file.
Yeah.
And if something opens up, I want you to stay in the Quorum family.
Uh-huh.
Really appreciate your years of service.
You can stay in our group chat. We have a WhatsApp for like alumni of the Quorum. Yeah.
But we're taking away your admin privileges.
I'm gonna be real with you, this is hitting me a little harder than you're intending it to, and I'm
sorry.
Stop. I cannot.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's not your fault that capitalism is mean. The shiny's interesting. It's a little yellow.
Yeah. It's a good little touch. It pairs interestingly with a face that's still tan.
Right.
So I feel like it doesn't quite work all the way, but it is interesting.
If you don't want to keep Timpole, what do you want?
It's going down. I'm yelling Timpole twice in two episodes.
Yeah, it's gonna keep working. We're gonna keep doing it, and they can't stop us. At level 25, it evolves into Palpitoad or Gamagaru. It's
now
Japanese toad.
I'm gonna make this argument, and I don't know if this is an argument for or against.
Okay.
Look at that mouth.
Hey, how's it going? I just think the design looks like nothing.
Yeah. It's got bumps, and the bumps vibrate.
Long, sticky tongue to immobilize prey. That's what the mouth is hiding.
Oh, a frog or toad.
When they vibrate the bumps on their heads, they can make waves in water or earthquake-like vibrations on land. That's cool. That's good.
It's all right. It's something.
It developed ground typing after Timpole spent enough time underground. Great shiny. Excellent. A-plus shiny on Palpitoad.
Oh, yeah.
That's really
cool.
That's
not bad.
Oh, yeah. that's sort of like yellow, and then like a lighter blue is much better. Because the problem with this line also is it doesn't differentiate itself from Poliwag's line enough, because they are the same coloring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously not the white sphere, but the like it's the same shade of blue, and mm-hmm. it just feels like they're mm-hmm. doing that again. But the ground type is inspired, I think, like these earthquake frogs.
And then there's Seismitoad, who looks like just like a level like 30 enemy from Dragon Quest.
That's such a oh my god, that's you nailed it. Or it's like there's a weaker version of it that doesn't have the balls, and you're like, oh, it's cute, and you fight it, and then you get to like the next zone, and it's like, oh my god, it has balls now? What do these do?
Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
I don't actually like the combat music in the new Dragon Quest.
No, it's bad. It's bad music.
If you're going to have it, this like be 50% of my time is hearing this song, it has to be good, and it's not good enough.
Nope.
Seismitoad, Gamma Geroge. Oh my god. Look at that shiny. These are good shinies, folks. They did it. They brought me bad Pokemon and good shinies.
You're right. They did do that.
And the Geroge is like a frog croaking onomatopoeia. Gamma just means toad. So it's like a toad frog croaking. Not a very inspired Japanese name.
So it's like it goes from being like a frog to a frog frog to a toad frog frog. Those are the translations.
You could say
fucking
that.
Fuck off.
That's no Japanese is complicated. It doesn't just work. It doesn't literally exactly work like that.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I guess you're right. My mistake. I didn't know I was wrong. I haven't used that one in a while. My bad. I didn't know that I was incorrect. Thank you for telling me.
Sure. They shoot a paralyzing liquid from their head bumps. Hey, don't squirt on me.
Ew, please do not. Please, sir. This is a Wendy's.
don't pop your zits on me. I'm not here for it.
It increases the power of its punches by vibrating the bumps on its fists. It can turn a boulder to rubble. Why isn't it fighting type? Ew. It's just Poliwrath without the fighting type. They put the like it doesn't lean into the ground thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dumb. Everything is about punching and using vibration to shoot poison liquid. Wow, that's got you. Gotta go, Seismitoad.
You fucked up.
I like your like uh-huh face, but like you need to go somewhere and think about what your typing is. Keep that shiny. Take that to the bank. Maybe work on that. Bring it back. We'll workshop it, and we'll get you back here next season.
Well, what does that mean? If we're cutting all three of these Pokemon, but keeping their shinies, what does that even mean?
I wanted to say nothing, but I have to yes and on this podcast.
I mean, you can say nothing. Nothing is a form of yes. Listen, like zero is a number. Nothing is a form of yes anding.
Is zero a number? Jodocorm@gmail.com.
That's not up for debate. It is. That's why we're good at math. Well, there have been cultures that didn't have zero, didn't have a concept of zero, and it fucked up all their math.
Yeah, that'll do it. It'll just about do it. Do we keep any of these guys?
No.
Okay. I'm fine with this. But it's worth shouting out their shinies for being inspired.
Their shinies are definitely good. Yeah. I think we can mark them as keep in our sheet here just to be like, hey, when you're coming up with replacements, just remember this color combination. It was good.
Yeah, they're really good. But you know what? It is not good, Six. Is not good. Is the next pair of friends. So I've been anticipating these folks for a couple of weeks because they're like one of the most disliked Pokemon pairs of Gen 5.
Really?
It's the Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan of Gen 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sock and Throw. Technically Throw and Sock if we're going in chronological order.
So I think Sock is nothing.
Yeah, that's Sock just a whole dumb ass dude.
Throw I like.
He's just a short dude.
I like Throw. I had a Throw in my team in Pokemon Black and White than a named Batto, like the dude from Ghost in the Shell. Yep. And he just threw people, and I thought it was cool. He gets stronger by tightening his belt.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually. This is the thing. I wanted to have an argument for keeping them because they just seem like the most easy cuts. Terrible shiny, very uninspired design. However, I'd like to read you some trivia about the design if you have a sec.
Sure.
Throw is based on a judo expert or judoka and an oni. According to interviews with Ken Sugimori, who is the designer of both of these Pokemon, In development, Sock and Throw both had horns, making them look more like Oni. However, they were replaced with eyebrows, so as not to clash with Tornadus and Thundurus, who both were originally designed to be red and blue like Throw and Sock. His Japanese name is Nageki, so to throw and to strike.
Okay, I like the eyebrows.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Give the horns back.
Yeah, just give me a horn.
Just keep Throw and give him the horns back.
You just want to get Sock out of here.
I don't find Sock to be very compelling as a design. If you do, I'm certainly here for it. But I feel like Throw expresses a lot more personality. Like, I mean, Throw has that thing going on where he doesn't have a neck.
Yeah. Whereas and it looks, Sock just at least looks creature like.
Right. Sock just looks like you know, it's you're watching, you know, like a Japanese TV show. And they have to have, like, a mascot appear for one scene. And they're like, oh, look, it's Sock, the karate mascot.
So that's extremely funny because, according to this wiki, Sock is based on a well-known karate expert and the creator of Kyokushin Karate, Mas Oyama, who is just a dude who doesn't look
like
that. He looks like Throw. Like, what are you doing? Hello? Wrong? Is the wiki backwards?
Where do they say, like, where do they find out that it's based on him specifically? It doesn't, okay, they don't have citation for that.
Yeah. That's bad.
I just found out that Sock is actually based on Jet Li.
I just decided. These are interviews with Ken Sugimori in Nintendo Dream magazine.
But that's for the other stuff, not for the Masoyama stuff.
Not for the Masoyama thing, that's true.
Masoyama doesn't have any citation. It's just a thing someone fucking wrote. It's not Glass House, baby!
Wow. Is there, like, young Masoyama? Like, maybe these images are just, like, him as an old man, and that's... Okay. Okay. Sort of... Masoyama for the people at home who are like, who the fuck are you talking
about? He's still not, like, this guy's wiry.
Yeah.
Also has, like, an eyebrow that's like a half domino mask. Like, yeah. It's not the guy.
It's not the guy. I'm, like, looking at them next to each other, like, really trying. I'm really trying. I'm not seeing
now,
it.
Okay, here's an option, right?
Yeah.
This might be a little too silly, right? But if you wanted to keep Sock.
Yeah.
Give him a Nintendo 64. And then he's like the Nintendo's answer to Sega Sanshiro.
Oh. You goober.
That didn't sound like you liked that idea.
Well, it's that, and also I was thinking about these guys in relationship to the anime that will always have a special place in my heart, One Piece. Because One Piece literally does this thing where they named and modeled three characters after famous people. Like, they did famous Japanese actors. And it's really cool because it's like you learn about those people, you read about them, you might want to see one of their movies, and the characters have, like, vaguely, like, parody similar personalities to them. Mm-hmm. It's like the fire guy, the water guy, and the third guy. I can't remember what they're called right now because they have two different names. They have, like, their real name and then, like, their fancy name.
Sure.
But people who know One Piece know who I'm talking about. The one who punched the brother. I'll just say that without spoiling all of One Piece for you. Anyways, that's cooler than Throw and Sock, who it's part of what like puts me off is that they're wearing the gi. Mm-hmm. Or they're wearing whatever they're wearing, a martial arts uniform. And like that, we always talk about this on the quorum, like, where are they getting that? Are they born with that? Is there like a naked Throw out there just like crawling through the forest? And then he earns that.
Well, so with Throw, they talk about how it uses vines to weave its own belts.
Oh, that's great.
So in and they don't have that for Sock, but for Throw, what I see is like a Pokemon who like sees themselves in like martial arts movies.
Yeah.
And has attempted to model themselves through resources around them after those heroes.
Yeah.
They were walking among humans and they were like, I can't understand these people at all. And they saw Master the Flying Guillotine and they were like, that's me.
That's the guy.
The representation, it's here.
I dig that read, and I think that's a good argument for keeping throw and not sock, at the very least. Like, we can have we can have a martial arts creature in here.
Okay. Here's we're giving him his horns back, right?
Uh huh.
One other change. Have his belt change color as he levels.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have him have a level one throw, have a white belt, and then when he hits level 10, he goes up to yellow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And work his way up.
And he'll earn that. He'll earn the best belt. And then you know you're working with an adult throw when you see the belt is, like, super powerful. Or not super powerful, but, like, the color of whatever, like, black belt, I think. Is black belt
the highest belt? The belt itself, well, it depends on the martial art, usually, but when he gets really powerful, the belt itself has hands.
Okay.
And it just grabs you.
Hey, you just want to give all our fighting boyfriends big hands.
What are you talking about? That's you know.
Flashback, doodle noise, doodle doodle doodle. Anyways, Hirayama evolved, Makuhita evolves into only Hirayama if it gets big hands. I don't forget. An elephant never forgets.
Big hands.
But my seaweed son remembers everything. We're talking about
Seawaddle.
We're talking about number 540, Seawaddle. Kurumiru, which means Kurumu means to wrap up, and Kurumi means a walnut tree. Oh, that's really cute. Seawaddle has the benefit of obviously Fangy points, big time Fangy points. Would you say these are good Fangy?
Interesting. I don't really understand the Fangy.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the shot of Seawaddle in the anime,
they are there.
If you zoom in, it just doesn't. The angle of them doesn't make any sense. Its mouth doesn't make sense.
It looks like it's gonna bite down onto its teeth.
Oh. Yeah. It's a confused double fangy. But it is over fangy, but
it makes clothes for itself. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about grass types, I want to introduce everybody on the Jotaquorum to my new friend. I was in New York this past weekend, and I found myself at the Nintendo World Store, as I often do, and they are out here promoting Gen 8, and they're selling plushies of the new Gen 8 starters. So I just wanted to welcome Grookey to the podcast.
Grookey? Who's that?
Well, he doesn't exist yet. He's not real yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're playing make-believe. That's fun.
Yeah, I know. We're just doing a little pretend right now.
This is like a bit.
Someday my son will find his time in the stars. His time on the stage. He looks like Seawaddle a little bit. That's why I was thinking. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm also looking.
He does have that. He does have that kind of like the mouth situation kind of is reminiscent. You're right.
I'm excited to talk about it. But anyways, Seawaddle. By itself, I don't know.
By itself, I don't know either. So let's talk about Swadloon.
Swadloon Kurumayu. Which obviously means to wrap. Kurumu again means to wrap up. And Mayu means cocoon. I love the art of Swadloon. I almost said the art of Kurumayu. I'm turning into a weeb. Swadloon, I just love this, like, put me in a blanket, let me sleep, don't look at me, I'm tired. That's so relatable and adorable.
So here's a fun fact. Its evolution, which we'll talk about in a minute, is Leafanny.
Yeah.
But Leafanny, if you look at the kana, is two kana away from Hikikomori.
Which means?
That's an individual with acute social anxiety disorder who held themselves up in their houses.
Oh. Oh, I've known of that. I've heard that word before. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was pretty sure you had it. Just slipped your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like a shut-in. It's.
Don't bother, Swadloon. Be nice.
I you know, like, we say stuff like big mood and same and stuff all the time
because we're feet. Yeah, classic Jotaquorum. Because
we're just like that, but yeah. Like. Honestly,
big mood.
This is just so much, like, I just see so much of myself in that.
Totally. Please
I have had, we've all had, but I especially know for myself that I've had those days where I just, like, I have the day off, maybe this is my second day off in a row, so it's like, oh, I'm enjoying the day off, but it's not like, oh my god, a day off, right? I'm not, like, jumping around. I'm just, like, I have my blanket pulled tight around my body, and I'm walking to the kitchen to fucking get some you know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'm like, I'm out of fucking milk, so
it's 3 in the afternoon, and I want Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yep, yep.
Like, I can't imagine what it would take for me to cut Swadloon.
Exactly. It's a little warm in here right now. I'm wearing, like, good layers, but I just got my blanket.
So take off all your... Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
So take off all your O's. No, I just wrapped myself in my blanket because I want it to be like Swadloon. I want to be exactly like Swadloon. Yeah, sometimes it does embody that feeling of, like, you have the day off, but you don't want to work. Like, sometimes people who are more productive and happy with themselves than Sixer I am are like, oh, it's a day off. I'm going to, like, go to the gym and, like, hang out with some friends, go get drinks. And it's like, no. No. Hit next episode on Crunchyroll, please. When can I sleep again? Also, Swadloon has a construction hat in the Adventures manga, which is impressive to me.
Oh, that's very cute.
That's extraordinary.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh, my God. You can't. You can't even consider cutting Swadloon. Not for a minute. Not for 1 minute. It's shiny. It's kind of cool. It gets kind of like me after not enough sunlight. Look at that shiny. It gets all pale.
Huh.
And it gets red eyes.
Actually, I had been scrolling past it real fast, and I was like, oh, the leaves change a slightly different color. But, like, inside, it's really just so regular Swadloon is like, yeah, like, second day off, just wanna not do anything. And then shiny Swadloon is, like, called into work, might barf.
Yes. Yes. Shiny Swadloon somehow is a different, like, advanced narrative of the Swadloon storyline that we've created. Because, like, Seawaddle is, like, potential, and then Swadloon's like, please let me just rest.
I want, okay, we've got another mascot for this gen of Pokemon, which is, I want a shiny Swadloon art. Uh-huh. With, like quickly sketched over it, calling in sick.
Out gone fishing. The one thing that I want to ask you about is, so Seawaddle evolves into Swadloon at level 20, and then Swadloon stays Swadloon forever unless you pet it and treat it well and feed it food and tell it that it's okay to not be productive every day. And then eventually, with very high friendship, it opens up its leaves and becomes Leavani. Do you like this idea of, like, you're friendly enough to it that it opens up to you? Because I think there's something nice about that.
I think I don't know. I think I want it so that, okay, so looking at Leavani as a design, you can see the connection to Swadloon and to Seawaddle. I especially like the segmented, like, leaf armor pants. I think those look real good.
Yeah. Good look. It's not horny.
I'm generally here for this design. What I think I would want is that I would want, like, if I could have anything in this situation, I would want it to be, like, once you get high friendship with Swadloon, Leavani is just another form for when Swadloon's having a good day.
Oh, sometimes you get me at my leave. If you don't like me at my Swadloon, you don't deserve me at my Leavani.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be like, well, congratulations, we're friends now. You never get to show me that you're in a bad mood again. Like, no. You still get to wrap yourself in a... You know what? I don't care how well you're quote-unquote doing compared to your friends. We all have bad days. We're all valid. And no one's troubles are more important than anyone else's troubles. Our brains don't work like that. If you have problems, your biggest problem is as big as anyone else's biggest problem.
I'm crying?
Don't
Why am I crying?
Demean yourself. And so, you know what, Leavani? You may be doing better. You may be feeling better generally. But when you have a hard day, it's still a hard day. And you still get to feel kind of crummy sometimes. That's valid. You still get to go wrap yourself in that blanket.
Get in there. Get in here, Leave. Apparently, it might be Leavani because it's Leaf and Nanny. Because despite our beautiful narrative, the Pokemon company decided that Swadloon has to evolve into a mom, the nurturing Pokemon.
I think that works. I think it works because Leavani Leave Annie, whatever.
Sure.
Has seen those bad days.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're having a good day, they're helping their friends. They're like, no, listen, I'm doing okay right now, but some of my friends aren't, and I'm going to be nurturing to them.
Also interesting, like, you definitely, that definitely might have been in someone's head that Haha Komori is, like, a single character away from the word that you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the Pokemon Wiki, according to Bulbapedia, maybe a combination of Ha, which means leaf, Haha, which means mother, and Komori, which means babysitting.
Sure, sure.
So it could be the Babysitter's Club starring Leave Annie. Or it could just be me on a good day.
This is Boy Crazy Stacy over here.
God, I love Boy Crazy Stacy. Who can't relate, truly? Yeah, I think also it's nice to me that the Leave Annie, despite having like very feminine coded traits, is still a 50-50. Mm-hmm. They didn't just do the like it's only you can only evolve a female Seawaddle, or I mean Swadloon.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good.
I think I want I don't like Seawaddle very much.
Yep. Me neither.
I think I would cut Seawaddle, but I would keep Swadloon, and I would have Leave-Annie be that Leave-Annie, whatever, be that like high friendship, quote unquote nice day form, right?
Yeah, it's just a form.
Yeah.
For the sake of our list, I wouldn't put is form for Leave-Annie, but you can definitely note that. We should note that, because that's a much better narrative for them than what the games have decided, which is incorrect. Not canon.
You're either depressed or you're a mom.
And then if you level up, you can become a depressed mom. Ash had a Leave-Annie at one point, apparently. Oh, because he like had,
a lot of stuff.
Ash had everything. He beat Iris.
He's got to catch them all.
Yeah, eventually. Fantastic. We're doing good work. Bug grass type. Interesting. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Let's talk about a bug poison. Poison. Poison.
Poison. Poison. So, hey, folks. We're going to talk about Venipede. Wait, I'm confused. Venipede evolves into Scolipede?
Venipede evolves into Whirlipede, which evolves into Scolipede.
What else from Venipede? Oh, the wiki's wrong.
What?
Wait, no, it's not. I don't know how to read. I literally don't know how to read at in the slightest. I was like, oh my god, I caught Bulbapede. No. Because I've corrected the Babylon 5 wiki like every other week because people are bad at being correct. Venipede.
Nothing. I was memeing. Sorry.
Okay. You're allowed to meme. Fushide. Fushi joint. Mukade centipede. Joint centipede. Bug poison.
I don't like joint centipede. That's gross.
Especially joint in the anatomical sense. Because if you look at Venipede in the anime, you might think it's joint in the other sense. Where it looks very chill.
You know, the other thing you might think
is that we should cut Venipede.
Is it looks like a middle stage evolution.
Exactly. Exactly right. That's why I'm confused by this line, because it's like, you have Venipede, who is just a long centipede.
Mm-hmm.
It evolves into Whirlipede, which is what happens when you roll up a Venipede. And then it unrolls into Scolipede.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why? What are you guys doing here? Is there a... I mean, it's a roly-poly-oly, or a roly-poly, rather. It's a pill bug. Based on a centipede, a wood louse. It is most likely based specifically on a Glomeris marginata. Yeah, that's just a different type of pill millipede.
Mm-hmm.
Millipedes don't, like, grow when they roll up, I don't think.
Alan, it's a Pokemon.
I know, but, like, what's the whole point? Like, what are we doing here if it doesn't...
Well, it's being an analog to, like your Metapods, your Kakunas, your Silicune, your Cascoon. It's going into a cocoon state and coming out bigger and stronger.
In that sense, I like it. But here's the thing. I like that more because I think Whirlipede is a cooler like cocoon state than Metapod, obviously.
Whirlipede is neat.
Yeah, it's a fucking wheel. It's the Curlipede Pokemon. But then Scolipede's just a standing up Venipede.
Yeah, I do think Scolipede is... So here's a thought.
Yeah.
What if the cocoon was the final form?
Sell me on the narrative.
So usually they go into their cocoon form to metamorphosize into their next stronger form.
Yeah.
But Whirlipede's like, wait, now I'm just a hard shell covered in knives? I think I'm good. I think this is it.
I'm okay with that.
Will stab approaching predators with poisonous spikes.
Is that Whirlipede?
Yeah.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
And can quickly spin its body like a wheel.
Oh.
I think it's good. I think it doesn't need to turn into like a big dummy.
I could race my Whirlipedes. Wiga is the Japanese name. And its shiny's fantastic. Kind of like a...
Yeah, it's like a shiny.
Pinkish. Wiga is wheel and Iga, which means sphere. And Scolipede is obviously Pendror, which Scolopendra. It's just it's a derivation word. Because like Scolipede. Anyways, Pendror sounds like a He-Man villain.
You're not wrong. It does.
I really wish. Is there anything to Scolipede for me to be convinced to keep it?
It's big.
With quick movements, it chases down its foes. I don't want to watch a Scolipede run, please. I know Scolipede's like great. Isn't it great and competitive or something?
I don't know.
I don't know or care. Uses the claws to dig its neck into its opponents.
It looks tired in a way I can value.
Yeah, I can't, but we already have Swadloon for that.
We do.
Attacking relentlessly with its horns. Yeah, no, that's just Whirlipede does that and is cooler. Mm-hmm. Imagine evolving into a wheel. Do you ever play Twisted Metal?
Actually, no.
One of my favorite characters in that game, I believe his name is Axel. His whole story was that he like, because the whole thing with Twisted Metal is all the characters like wanted something and they're like, if you win the Twisted Metal tournament, you can have your greatest desire. And then all the endings are like, they got it, but it's a twist ending. And actually it's an evil, it's a bad thing. And he was cursed to be stuck inside of this wheel, these two spinning gigantic wheels for eternity.
Oh.
You've probably seen him. He's on like the cover of Twisted Metal too. That's Axel. But yeah, Whirlipede is that. He's trapped. He's forced to roll forever. At least he has brakes.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Oh. I keep rolling, 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 rolling. Yeah, keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
On to the next Pokemon.
I wish we could do a really good impression of the Pokedex. Whirlipede, the Limp Bizkit Pokemon.
That's not bad, honestly.
Thank you. It's like very ganky and very, very energetic.
And it's ganky and energetic, but it does also have like a really like stop and start to it.
Yes. Caterpie, the fuckface Pokemon. It uses
this
webs
stupid bitch.
To kick your ass. Six Detmar, the podcast Pokemon. It wears glasses to kick your ass in every fighting game.
All right, Pikachu, kill Six.
No, enough of that.
I was like, where are we going with this bit?
Yeah, what's this RP where I'm a Pokemon and Ash is going to kill me? We got to talk about our next one. We have version exclusives here.
But wait, to be clear, we're keeping Venipede and Whirlipede, but
yes,
cutting Scolipede.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's
okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Very happy with that. I'm also kind of happy with number 546. Cottony. Uh-huh. Momen is cotton. That's actually slightly better than Cottony.
Mm-hmm.
It evolves into Whimsicott if you give it a sunstone. So people like Whimsicott. There's a lot of good fan art of Whimsicott on the internet.
Yeah, people like Whimsicott.
It's fucking cute. It's got
I like
big hair.
Whimsicott.
Oh, you're the person I'm thinking of who loves it. You're the Whimsicott of the podcast.
I mean, I know. I have a friend who's a bigger Whimsicott fan than me, but okay. I do appreciate a Whimsicott.
But Cott, do you have anything to say about Cottony? Without talking about how like Whimsicott rules,
I do kind of like. I mean, they disguise themselves as clouds. It's as best as I can tell from the Pokédex.
Oh, like they grew up in a mass, yeah.
Uh huh. They go over the wind takes them. On rainier days, their bodies are heavier, so they take shelter beneath big trees.
What did we do with Hoppip and company?
We burned them with fire
because they were all bad. Right. Mm-hmm. This is a better Hoppip.
I'll admit, not a lot better.
Right. That's the point. It's like, good, you did a floating Pokemon. That's really, I'm happy for you.
Interesting. Its abilities are Prankster or Infiltrator.
Oh.
That's interesting.
What do those do? Abilities?
I'm still reading other stuff.
Oh, okay.
It shoots cotton to distract its foes.
Presumably it was just straight grass type. I mean, it was grass type. And then they made it grass fairy type.
Grass fairy, yeah. I will say, interesting shiny.
Yep. Yep, I like that coloring. And the eyes look different too. The eyes kind of take on the color of the wings, I guess you would call those. I think those are wings. It has a star on its back, like it's Steven Universe's stomach or something.
Well, I think it's supposed to be like the stem.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're definitely right.
I think I can, you know. Listen.
However you choose to read that.
I like Cottony, but I'm not going to push hard here.
Well, let's talk about Whimsicott, and then we'll see if we think that Whimsicott deserves a Priya, like something that evolves into it.
Whimsicott's great.
It is great. Elfoon.
So cute. It's got like little like plant ram horns. It's got the big foofy hair. It's got the big excited face and little eyes, and it floats around. It's just excited to see you. It's a good friend.
What's the name for that thing in anime where someone's like talking and then they suddenly realize something shocking and the screen goes black and there's like a EKG beep behind them? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I didn't know. It might have a name. I've never heard it have a name.
So I just had that moment because I scrolled down to the shiny. Take a look.
Oh.
What did they do to my child? I'm scared.
What?
I'm so scared for people at home who don't have Bulbapedia handy. They turned the like yellowish hair completely stark white. Its little head areas go bright blue, and its skin goes from brown to like a midnight black. And its eyes are yellower.
The blue is really what throws me. The rest of it's like, okay, I see, like, okay, but the blue I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's just to make it distinctive, because this is at the point now where we don't need to just make, the shiny doesn't need to be an inversion of color because we have a limited color palette. It's like, no, we can make a unique shiny. Mm-hmm. So I think it's to make it look distinct. You're not going to ever mix this up with regular Whimsicott.
Yeah, but I do think you need to change those. They don't look like if you're doing a thing, like it almost looks, I mean, like it's with the like the white and black it's got going on.
Yeah.
It almost looks like Evil Whimsicott.
Yeah, Nego Whimsicott.
And so you could just do like red horns.
True. That would be very cool. I could say change shiny on that.
Okay.
But yeah, we're absolutely keeping Whimsicott. That's not even a question. I think it's fantastic.
Okay, good. Great.
In terms of Pokedex entry, like the wind, it can slip through any gap, no matter how small. It leaves balls of white fluff behind. It rides whirlwinds. It pulls pranks like moving furniture and leaving balls of cotton in homes. It steals your... It doesn't actually say this, but it steals the change under your couch. And when you're like, do I have an extra quarter? It has the quarter. And it used it to buy a shitty gumball that it throws at you.
I mean, if it can slip in anywhere, then it just, like, slips into the vending machine, like, slot and just catches the coin as you put it in.
And oh,
it's, like,
shit.
Not enough change. And you're like, the fuck? I swear I had enough.
I always wanted to do the vending machine string coin trick to see if that actually works.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Modern machines anyway.
Yeah, of course, right? But yeah. I can dream. Me and my Whimsicott. We didn't answer the question, though. Does Whimsicott need a pre-evolution? Was that thinking or yawning?
It was thinking.
Okay, that was fawning.
It was like start of the mouth. Like,
I'm kind of stupid.
Hey,
I just found that audio clip recently and it made me smile. That's all. You're not stupid.
I guess we don't need Cottony.
Yeah, there's nothing too special about it.
Whimsicott. I like the idea of Whimsicott like evolving. I don't, or something evolving into Whimsicott, but I don't think it needs to. Like, you see Whimsicott, and that could just be a Pokemon. That's okay.
New idea? Whimsicott evolves into Mega Ampharos.
Isn't Mega Ampharos already... No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Mega Electivire, which is what...
Is that real?
Yeah. Don't you remember? We already did that. We did, like, let me see... Electivire. Or no, not Electivire. What am I thinking of? Electrike. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Electrike.
Oh, where Mareep evolves into something? Into
Yeah, we had Mareep evolve into Mega Manectrike.
Yeah.
Manectrike.
Well, I just think Whimsicott is like, I'm growing my hair out. I'm trying to grow it out, make it really nice. And then it goes all the way.
Then it turns into a yellow dog.
Yeah, exactly. Is Ampharos a dog? Hold on. What animal is Ampharos supposed to be? I'm so confused.
I don't know. This kind of looks. There's a vaguely dogish element to it to me. Mostly because the tail.
It says a sheared sheep. It shares traits with a lighthouse. It as well as its thing may have been based on the title of the sci-fi novel, Android's Electric Sheep, based on a Chinese dragon. Sure. Okay. Fine. It doesn't really look, it doesn't look like that either. But, Cottony, so sorry. Really need to go. Hate to see it. Whimsicott, you're on the team. Get here. I played Pokemon Black, so I didn't get Cottony or Whimsicott, tragically. I'm curious if these folks are available in Black too, though, because that's the one I want to play next. They're not?
No.
Fuck, I'm never going to get a Whimsicott unless they play, I don't know, they put one in Gen 8, please.
They put one in Gen 7.
Well, I don't have Gen 7 anymore because I lost my copy.
Buy it again.
Okay. Let's talk about 548.
Petalil.
This was my friend. Back in the day, Petalil.
No, Alan.
Huh?
Petalil is no one's friend. If Petalil were an ice cream flavor, it'd be pralines and dick.
What the fuck? You good?
I don't. I feel like I'm not usually this person, but that was a Wayne's World quote.
Oh my god, you aren't usually that person. I'm impressed and disappointed at the same time.
Very valid.
Which you should put on like your headstone or something. Impressed and disappointed by six at the same time. Petalil Churin. Churin? Oh, tulip. Churipu, tulip. And urine means like lily.
Mm.
Okay. And ne means root. So all those things. Damn, Japanese is complicated. Petalil's cute. It doesn't have a mouth. It has a little doily around its neck. It looks like oddish, kind of. It's pure grass type.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a root. The bottom of it is just kind of goopy. It's 100% female. And this is a very traditional, like, give it a lot of sun. We're talking a lot of sun. No, guys, we're literally talking throw a sunstone in its face, and that flower will blossom into the most beautiful femme Pokemon since Bellossom. It's Lilligant, everyone. Welcome her to the show. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hello! Lilligant. It's me, Lilligant. You probably didn't expect me to sound like this. That's biased of you.
It means it's a bias against the bi people. Stupid. Lilligant's so beautiful. I love her.
I wanted, like, I actually was like, I saw the icon. I was like, oh, right, Lilligant. Lilligant sucks. And I opened it up. And I was like,
no.
No. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Lilligant's good.
And I kind of like this whole story about Petalil is just like, I'm not going anywhere. You could give me all the sun you want in the world. And it's like, no, I'm literally going to radiate you. And then it's like, I actually contain multitudes, motherfucker. I'm the prettiest girl at the ball. It's like a Cinderella story.
Yeah.
Dread deer? Oh, dress lady and deer. That's not, there has to be something more to that.
That's nothing.
You can't say the Japanese name is just English words.
Does it have really ominous ears? Is it a dread ear?
Dread ear. Well, in Japanese, it's doredia, so maybe not.
Huh. Doredia.
We have to absolutely keep Lilligant. Have you seen its shiny? It has a pink flower. It's got blue hands. It's got a lighter...
Blue hands, I know you're the one.
I can't. I was thinking it. I didn't say it. I was thinking it. You said it. And you have
to that's pretty. That's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a different species, kind of.
What a pretty lady.
Mm-hmm. The fragrance
like
of the garland
that,
on
like
its...
that movie. Was that, that... Who was that? That was... what's her name? Audrey Hepburn, right?
Yeah, that's the one. The one with the woman who's really pretty, yeah.
No, there's a movie called Pretty Lady.
I know. It's Pretty Woman. The movie's called Pretty Woman.
Now, isn't there a sequel? I thought there was. I thought there was Pretty Woman and Pretty Lady.
I don't actually know if there's a sequel. I don't want to presume too much.
Okay, Pretty Woman.
Pretty Lady movie. Oh my God, is there a Pretty Woman sequel and you didn't tell me?
I'm not finding anything.
I looked up Pretty Lady movie and got Pretty Woman. Which is
Audrey
not...
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, was there a Pretty Woman before the one I know about? Julie Roberts?
Oh yeah, I was talking about Audrey Hepburn. Okay. I think. Gotcha. Maybe I'm just being a moron. Let's see. Come on. It's a filmography. Okay. Oh, jeez. Your own article. Okay, lady. Sure. Fine. Roman Holiday. Sabrina. War and Peace. Breakfast Tiffany's. I'm conflating Pretty Woman and My Fair Lady.
Yeah, that's fair.
I apologize.
And he said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? I said, the film was pretty good. That song's so very, it's so very good. And so is Lilligant. And so is Petalil, honestly. Why not?
Okay.
Listen, if this is one of those cases where if you look at Petalil in isolation, you're like, this is dumb. Kind of like Cottony. But.
My problem was with the song Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, you're not a fan?
No.
It's just catchy. It's very repetitive, but I like catchy songs sometimes. I had a period in my life where I refused to get into pop music. And then I grew up a little bit.
That's fair.
The leaves of Lilligant's body may be based on essential oil ingredients like spearmint and peppermint. Its crown and dress may be derived from Western high-class women's fashion from 1750 to 1775. Sure. That's really not Galaxy Brain Bulbapedia. That's just like, it looks like a dancer from the, like putting the years in there just feels like you did it. You read a book once. I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So again, I think keeping Petalil in this case works because it's the sun thing. Granted, Cottony evolves into Whimsicott via Sunstone.
But Petalil is a good design.
Yeah.
Not like a super, super deep one, but it's like it's solid.
Yeah.
And Cottony is a little lacking.
Uh-huh. I agree with you. I'm glad we came to this decision.
Baskelin.
How much of that silence are you keeping? Oh, all of it? Damn.
Oh, I'm multiplying it now.
Oh, bummer. I've literally done the same thing. I can't talk.
I have had times where there was a silence and I'm like, oh, that was an awkward silence, and I listened to it and I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound awkward enough, so I make it longer and layer in a shitty version of a Girl from Ipanema.
Yes, I remember that. Even that. Love it. But like a MIDI cover so you don't get in trouble.
Of course. Well, I mean, no one's going to listen. If I was going to get in trouble, it'd be for a lot of other shit that I've done.
Oof. Basrau. Basculin. Bass and masculine. Boo. At least Basrau is Bas and Masura, which means like a warrior.
I'm a basculin with something to say, Spider-Man, and that's Let's Go Knicks. Love the Knicks.
Love the Mets. Let's go Mets. love to see it.
I love the Knicks. Well, no, it's the other guy loves the Mets. I love the Knicks. They're the basketball team.
Yeah, basculin. Basketball, Elin.
I didn't even make that connection because I'm a dipshit.
It has forms. One is for the Mets and one is for the Knicks. One is red. No, well, actually, no. What color are the Mets?
I think the Mets are like orange.
Okay, so this doesn't work. Then my joke works less. Oh no, yeah, it's orange on blue. Okay.
Wait. That kind of works then.
Basculin's a Mets fan.
It is Mets form or Knicks. Okay. Okay.
We fucking stumbled into it.
We have to rename them to Mets form and Knicks form.
Well, what the fuck decides it in the games? Nothing. It's random.
What
decides what sports team you're a fan of, right?
Right. I have a friend. I have a friend who's a Dodgers fan. good person. You wouldn't know it by the fact that they like the Dodgers, yeah, but listen, the Dodgers are a bunch of pieces of shit.
No, sorry. Go ahead. Talk about the Dodgers.
Okay, so
fuck the Dodgers.
First of all, came from New York to California to try and take over the fucking baseball scene. Granted, at that time, the Angels did not exist. I respect that, but you still have to appreciate the fact that they were a fucking three baseball team city, and they were like, no, let's go poach somebody else's fucking market. Then you get the fact that they're like, depending on what year you're talking about, either the richest or the second richest team in baseball, so you're playing a bunch of fucking 1% of rich boys. And then, fuck the Dodgers, man. Fuck the Dodgers.
I literally opened Clayton Twitter Kershaw's when you started talking about the Dodgers. I just realized how rude that was. I've become that person.
It would actually have been less rude if we were recording in person and I saw you pull up your phone going,
So I'm very, very curious what's going on with movie 14. They split the 14th Pokemon movie into two separate films. Victini and the White Hero Reshiram and Victini and the Black Hero Zekrom. The differences sound extremely minor. For example, the Basculin that appears in one is blue and the one that appears in the other is red. I really hope they reuse the same shot and just, I really hope they did it like that.
I really hope they reused the same everything and they just had like, they had a cell with a Basculin who had no coloration and they just layered the coloration cell on top of it.
Exactly. Oh my God. I seriously might check this out. Why would you make two movies? That's so dumb, you guys. Basculin, though. We literally haven't talked about the Pokemon for 1 second. It's been like 15 minutes of talking about the Mets and the Knicks.
I mean, it's just a fish with a jaw.
It's just a grump. It's like a angry piranha. It devours everything, nothing more than food to organisms stronger than itself. It's the thug of the lake. Motherfucker, I'm the thug of the lake. Don't even talk.
Yeah. Oh, you were going to say the same thing. Go ahead.
When a school of Basculin appears in a lake, everything else disappears except for Corphish and Crawdon. That's how violent Basculin are.
Yeah, at first you're like, oh, okay, so there's like when they get in, there's, that's how violent they, oh, okay, okay. You're really laying, okay. Like you're just spelling it out.
I understand. Thank you for making it clear. Its appearance makes it seem like it would be part steel type, but it's not. It's just water. Maybe that's to make it seem tougher, like it looks like it's metal, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Or like water fighting, because apparently it's very violent.
Combative, yeah. Mm-hmm. Combative or combative? I don't know how words work at all.
I think, and I'm not going to take a stance here.
This is the Magikarp of this gen. You can fix this thing up, except it doesn't evolve into anything cool. It does not evolve. The only saving grace is the Knicks and the Mets forms.
That's really funny, but there's not actually anything here.
You want to cut Basculin?
There's just nothing there. I mean, like, I listen, love the Knicks, baby, but...
Love the Mets, baby. That's my brother. He loves the Knicks.
I just don't think there's enough there.
Okay, yeah, it's just a fish.
Real big fish, you know?
Truly. Since we just had like a 10 minutes of cutting, I think we can get one more evolutionary line in before we call it.
Yeah. Also, for the record, folks, if that sounded weird to you, internet just died for a while there.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was super cool and good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pretend that didn't happen because, you know, listen, sometimes you gotta understand that even professional podcasters, sometimes shit goes bad. And so if you mess up, it's okay. Knocked over my pill bottle.
Wow, the beautiful poetic irony. Do you want to talk about this last evolutionary line? Number 551.
Sandile.
Oh, like Sandile. I get it now.
That's like crocodile, but like sand, and also like a sand dial, which is not a thing, actually.
Meguroka.
Sounds like sundial, but it's not.
And sandal. Sandal crocodile.
Oh. Wait, it's not a sandal, though.
It walks on sand.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it does.
It walks on feet.
No, it... fuck out of here.
No, it walks on feet.
I know. It uses its feet to walk on sand.
Which isn't the same as a sandal.
I know. Okay. I'm just telling you what the big wiki says. Don't put this on me. Meguroko. Meguro means black-eyed, and Roko is crocodile. It's a black-eyed crocodile. What is this based on? Before we talk about its weird evolution situation, I want to see if there's like a crocodile with black eyes. The slender-snouted crocodile and the spectacled caiman. Oh, it's probably the spectacled caiman.
It's also based on the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely based on the Hamburglar. Oh, the spectacled caiman's creepy.
Yeah.
It's got like the, it's like the Peter Pan crocodile, kind of. So you have Sandile, and to talk about its evolutionary line now, you start as a petty criminal, and you move on to Crocorock.
This, don't send me any fucking level 100 mafia boss memes. I fucking hate that one.
Is that? Oh, yes. And then you get the Brady Bunch of the bunch. Number 553, Crocodile. Crocodile, if you want to be pedantic. And we do. There's Crocodile wearing sunglasses in the anime. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about that?
I mean, I guess he lives on the desert. It makes sense that he'd want something to...
Yeah, that's true.
Though, hang on. Its unique faculty of sight can... What?
What's going
what?
On? What?
This sentence doesn't... Okay. Pokemon Sun. Its unique faculty of sight can detect small prey more than 30 miles away, even in the midst of a sandstorm. I don't care how good your eyesight is, you can't see through a sandstorm. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, so you're saying cut all of them?
Oh, no. What? No. Yeah. No!
That's rude!
That's crude. I think Crocorock's kind of fun.
I do kind of like Crocorock. I do like the arms crossed. I think Crocodile feels like they're like, well, we need a third stage where he's strong and mean.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot there.
I'd be fine keeping... Usually, I feel like we trend towards keeping the second two in three-stage evolutions, but I'd be okay keeping the first two.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't want a Crocodile. I don't want this Pokemon to become like the big ol' like super boss. I want him to stay hungry. I want him to stay humble. Remember your roots. Remember where you came from.
Why are you red instead of brown? They never explained that.
But then your shiny is like you just inverse colors.
Ew! Oh God,
that's not great.
That looks like that's one of the ugliest shinies.
It's not...
Because the glasses turn the color, yeah.
It's not like a good look.
Especially,
and it does the same thing on the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, we're cutting that shiny. That shiny's... You know, so we should clarify here, for mostly for our own sake, but on our sheet here, there are options with shinies for, like, keep or cut or change.
Yep.
Among things.
Or replace them.
And... Normal. Right, or none, you know, listen. But, like, I think the distinction there is you change it if it's mostly good, but there's a little bit of bad there that needs to be fixed. And you cut it if you're like, no, this just ain't it.
Yeah, Chief.
Let me check these Pokedex entries, make sure we're not missing anything.
Before we send these guys into the garbage fire.
And it lives in the desert.
Crocodile swims through the desert. It can spot prey from really far away in the desert. It swims through the desert. That's kind of cool.
Crocorock really hates it when it gets cold. Yeah, it's a reptile. It's cold-blooded. We know how this works.
Its jaws can crush an automobile. All right, we get it. You're strong. All right, John Cena.
We get it. You vape.
We get it. You vape. We're gay. Keep scrolling. Dude, I watched a video yesterday of Roman Reigns critiquing different wrestling scenes in various films. It's pretty interesting. The dude seems to know his stuff. Do we like Roman Reigns? Is he canceled?
I wouldn't say he's canceled. The thing is, he's sort of a victim of... I think right now people like him pretty well. I haven't kept up as much. For a long time, he was unpopular because he was being forced down people's throats really hard. It's like, no, this is the guy.
Yeah.
And then he had to take a leave of absence.
He had like a medical issue, right?
Yes, he had quite the medical issue. He had cancer.
Yeah.
And in that moment, it was like, oh, this is part of the reason they're pushing you, is because you're this guy who is, like, up there, like, wrestling, working your ass off, while also having cancer. And it's like, it's the shitty thing that wrestling does, where they're like, oh, we can take this real-life tragedy and make it sell stuff. Mm. But also, you do want to support a guy that does that shit, you know?
Also, you do have cancer. Right.
Yeah, so it's a tricky situation. I don't have a beef with Roman Reigns. I do still have a beef with how they have used him historically.
Certainly.
I haven't kept current.
Yeah, it seems like the way he got there is, like, problematic, but he, as a person, seems presumably okay.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we're talking about wrestling, and we're trying to talk about Crocorock and Krugodile. I like Sandile just because I like this cute, smiling crocodile. Like, hey, guys, I'm here to steal your shit. Mm-hmm. It's like a little inspired. There aren't that many crocodiles. Ground and Dark is a really good typing. And then Crocorock makes sense. Like, it stands up and it says, I'm here to stand up to the victory and I'm here to tell everybody what to do. I'm a big boss now.
It's Tomino.
It's Tomino. Da, da, da. Crocorock and Honch Crow work together in my headcanon.
I definitely think that Crocorock is like Honch Crow. Crocorock doesn't work for Honch Crow, but like calls him in every now and then. Honch Crow's like, listen, I need somebody special for this job.
This Kiryu guy's fucking up my men.
Fucking like a mid game boss fight against a Crocorock.
Yeah. Ew, I'm imagining it really. I mean, Yakuza's Heroes on PC. People, just go ahead and mod that in for me. Thank you.
Give me a heat action where Kiryu looks around and sees a Pokeball and picks it up and then just bashes Crocorock over the head with it over and over.
Yeah. Doesn't ever hit the button. He's like, please hit the button. He's like, no.
He doesn't know how a Pokeball works. He's just like, oh, good, a blunt weapon.
Yeah. Nani. Love Yakuza here at the Johto Quorum.
Essence of face grating.
Ah, man. Yeah, so I think keep the first two and just cut Krugodile right out of there. And it's not the red coloring. I used to, as a kid, be like, why is it red? And like, it's the angry one, that's fine. But you're good, guys. You don't need a third one of these.
Just unnecessary.
It's just unnecessary. And six, I want to tell you something. I just looked up Pokemon, like, Gen 5 Pokemon, like, you know, list of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
We are not close to done.
Really?
Yeah. Unless this list is, like, wrong. Because this list is like, in Dex order. Does it, like, jump ahead or something? Is that what I'm missing? No, it doesn't. I don't think so.
I mean, this is easy to do.
Yeah, hold on. Give me some numbers.
Let me see here.
This list I'm looking at on Wikipedia has to be wrong. It absolutely has to be wrong.
I mean, does it include... What the fuck? Why is...
It ends on Genesect, which is correct?
I think that's correct.
But Genesect isn't 649.
Genesect might be 649.
How are there that many Pokemon left? Are you kidding me? We're never going to be out of Gen 5. I mean, I'm happy about it. I'm thrilled. But...
Genesect is number 649.
Oh my god! There's so many Pokemon in Gen 5! That's illegal! That's... Hold on, how many is that? How many is that, though? How many Pokemon, I'm sorry, folks, are in Gen 5?
I mean, 649...
156? No, Pokemon, yeah. Pokemon goes Gen 5. This is what this article says. Now, what's, like, real-ass Gen 5? Here we go.
I mean, it's 495.
Uh huh.
To 649, and that's not including forms.
That's 154. Okay.
154, but also you've got mega forms. Also, you've got some other conditional forms.
We're never getting out of my favorite gen. We're trapped. I'm thrilled. I'm happy about this.
Wow.
It has the most legendaries. It has the most Pokemon. They had a lot of ground to cover.
They did.
That's astonishing. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, we must be getting to like the 2/3 point, or like we're starting to wind down a little bit. And I looked at the number and I was like, oh, no, we haven't. Which is, I'm thrilled. Ah, what fun we have here on the Johto Quorum.
I just found out that fucking when you fuse one of the, like, either Reshiram or Zekrom to Kyurem, it's called Absofusion, which is a portmanteau of absolution and fusion, and I'm mad.
Absofusion. Oh, fuck out of here. Oh, like the thing that you do in Black and White 2 to make cure. What the fart, dudes?
That's a very stupid name.
I want Black Kyurem. It looks cooler. Absofusion. That's not stupider than some of the names we've heard at Pokemon before. Let's not pretend.
No, you're right. I still don't like it, though.
This is, it's a, whatever, sorry. I'm like getting ready to talk about Kyurem as if we're already doing that. Not even close. But the way Kyurem's introduced in Black and White 1 is stupid. It's just like, hey, there's another one. Just kidding. Now it's going to be important later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, folks, I think that's going to be it, Six. Are you good? Are we good?
Folks. I want to know one thing before we go.
Okay.
I'm going to be going out of town.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that you're going to be all right while I'm gone.
I know where this is going. Go ahead. Are they going to be all right? I hope so.
If there's any like questions about the podcast, mm-hmm. you know, if you know how to get a hold of Alan, mm-hmm. do that. I can try and answer stuff, but I won't really be in a position to do anything.
Yeah.
Because I'll be on vacation by Vitamin C. That's all I had to say.
Oh. I really.
It's a plug zone.
Oh my god! You're shaving years off of my life every time you do that. I hope you know it. You're gonna bring me down to like a death date of like 31, probably.
Just like the fucking like Princess Bride, my hands on the machine, not to 50.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't let it go. Wow. It's the plug zone, Six. You plug your stuff first as punishment for being a sin eater.
Wow. Well, if you want to eat sins with me,
is my name on Final Fantasy 14?
I'm not subscribed right now, but I'll probably come back for the fucking, you know,
near
Automata stuff, because that seems all right. I want to get, a kinky dress and a blindfold, sure. But if you want to find me generally, you should go to @6detmar on Twitter, @6detmar. I got a pinned tweet there. It tells you all the shows that I do. I'll specifically shout out scanlinemedia.com and patreon.com/scanlinemedia, where you can find those contributions, such as podcasts, articles. I've had some good articles recently, and all that good work.
Every time the KFC game gets promoted, your article where it's like, please play another visual novel, gets boosted into the stratosphere.
I'm very flattered. I feel kind of, I don't know, if it kind of weirds me out that, like, I feel like I wrote a really good one, but I wrote a listicle.
Yeah, your best one's going to be
the we've ever had.
Whereas the control piece, which I love, I think is a great piece.
Thank you. It was a very personal piece, in fact. I felt a lot of things. But Alan, what about you? What about your plugs?
I wanted to make a joke about plugs, but I'd rather actually tell y'all that I am on Chats, the television podcast, where my friend Magellan and I watch Babylon 5 every week. That's this current season of the show, but we watch all sorts of cult classic shows. Chats is a lot of fun, and I recommend you listen to it. We also have a Patreon. That's patreon.com/chatspod if you want to hear me talk about a bunch of TV pilots, or just play board games with people and talk over them, or watch movies and talk over them. Lots of talking. It's one of my specialties, so check the podcasts out, please.
All right. Well, until such a time as we return, until legislature demands that we preside over this land one more time, and then, numerous more times after that. Alan, what do we say to him?
Folks? And by folks, I mean you. I mean you listening to this right now. Not just me? Editor Six. Hi, Editor Six, who's listening to this later.
Hi.
I hope your vacation was great. I'm glad you're back. If you're editing, if you're editing this, send me a Discord message that says flies on the backs of giants, and I won't know what that means, and it'll be really funny.
Okay.
Thank you. Folks at home, though, what I need to remind you is this is a game for kids. So let's be adults. Peace.
Peace.